The male student pled guilty Tuesday, but was allowed to remain at the school until the end of the week. While some students exited the building, pictures on social media show others barred from leaving by teachers and warned they could face suspension. Those who did make it out surrounded the mother of the victim as she spoke publicly.
I am humbled and overwhelmed at the response we have received. As a mother, I have been silently suffering along with my family and friends. I've contacted the school several times during the school year that has always fallen on deaf ears. All of you have made them listen, and for that we will be eternally grateful.
She says a statement from the school district superintendent claiming state and federal requirements regarding student investigations and discipline were adhered to is inaccurate.
But I am saddened and appalled at how the district has handled this entire situation from day one. Injustice piled on top of the despicable act against my daughter makes her a victim over and over again.
She says she will be releasing a formal statement at a later date. District Superintendent Dan Lalanich released an additional statement saying the district office was shown a document from Niagara County Court on Thursday afternoon notifying them of the guilty plea and that reports the school district was allowing a convicted felon to continue to go to school are false. Thomas O'Neill White, WBFO News.